Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Randomize. Yeah, we're just sitting here and just, cranking a drunk out, whatever. So I'm sitting here with two girls tonight.
Hi. Which,
there's one of them. The other one's kind of silent tonight. I don't know what's going on with her. She's got the gag in her mouth yet. Anyway, we'll release that here shortly. We're just sitting here, and I put my phone on speaker, and I decided to do a randomized number 4 to talk about anything and everything with a man and two girls, two women. And we're just going to have a conversation, just forget that the phone is here, and just talk. We were talking before I got on air, and I was like, save that for the radio. Yeah, we should do that. And then after thinking about it, I'm like, no, that's a bad idea, but it's a great idea because it's going to make damn good radio because we're just being honest. We're just going to talk. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to ask each other questions about men, women, relationships, stuff like that. And if you want to call in, you can call in and ask questions to either me or the two women that I'm sitting next to. And that phone number is 516-387-1733. And when you hear us on the radio or on your phone, press the number 1. That lets me know that you want to talk or you have a question to ask. And I will repeat that phone number here shortly. Before I do, let me just repeat that we're just going to have an honest conversation. And before I do, I want you to know what's going on at my kitchen table.
Hello, infidel. Infidel, phone ringing. Oh, yes, infidel. Pick up the phone. It could be alarm calling. Oh, pick up the phone before it blows up. Pick up the phone.
Mofo was out of motherfucking control of that guy right there. I don't know who that he just knocked on my door. Is looking for directions to the next 7-Eleven. Anyway, we're just sitting around the table tonight, me and some friends. I'll call them friends. We're naked.
No.
No, we're not.
Not
yeah.
Naked.
Shut up. For the listening audience only. We're all naked. We're eating pot roast and. That's it.
Not naked.
You know.
We're not naked.
They can be if you request it.
Whoa.
And I'll show you on the radio that they're naked. You can't see it, but I can tell you that they're naked now. Yeah, they took their clothes off. Yep, now they're naked. No, I'm just kidding. So we're just hanging out, and I thought, you know what, let's do an episode of Randomized. And I was talking to my friends. And I said, let's just have a conversation. So my phone is sitting here on speaker. And we're going to ask each other questions tonight. And if you want to call in, again, the phone number is 516-387-1733. Just make sure you press the number 1, and you can join in on the conversation or ask questions. Simple as that. I will repeat that number later after we have our conversation. But before we do that, hold on, I got another knock at the door. Hold on.
Hello, infidel.
Okay, he's gone. It's okay. He's a good friend of mine. Anyway, he's drunk and he's go home and go, take a nap. So let's get this started. We were talking about numerous different things tonight. Us three sitting here at the table, just chilling, relaxing, and just having serious conversations, what we've gone through in life, and we're not going to get too personal about certain things. And we hugged each other, and we cried with each other, and which is a good thing. And that part is going to be private. But the part we're going to make public, oh, this could get interesting. We're going to ask each other, as a single woman, what is it that you're looking for in a relationship?
As a single lady.
Single lady.
It's a, just recently that, the dating pool is really, really hard now. It's really hard. It sucks. They either want a hookup or they don't want anything else. Like, lately it's been like you don't even get a dinner and a movie or anything like that. They just want to, have sex and fuck it out and then, not call you the next day. So dating is horrendous right now.
So do you have a lot of people as a single person that you will get a hold of you get a hold of them, and you're interested in them because of whatever reason, and the first thing is I want pics?
Not always, but yeah, it comes to that rather quickly.
Rather quickly.
Yeah, it does.
And what kind of pics do they want?
Well, they want vagina pics, they want pussy pics, or they want to see your tits, or, and it's just, it's just kind of awful, actually, because you're like, well, if I don't, does that make me a prude? Well, if I do, does that make me a slut? I mean, do I win either way if I do or if I don't? I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Have you been married before?
No, I have never been married.
Okay.
But I was with a partner for a long, long time, and it just didn't go well. But, yeah, I've had a few relationships, yeah.
Do you use dating sites or on the Internet?
I've only tried it one time, and it went really badly.
And also?
Well, he was a big-ass jerk and wanted to meet me at 9 o'clock at night in a place where would never have felt safe. And then he's like, oh, well, let's just go over to my apartment then. And that's fine. I'm like, well, no, I thought we were, going to go out on a date. And he's like, well, no, we're just going to hook up, right? And I'm like, no, because that's not what I want anymore. I want a relationship. I want a boyfriend. I want somebody to love me and to be with me. I don't want to just fuck and, maybe I'll call you in a couple of days. Maybe I won't. I don't know.
So chivalry is dead.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you your age. I'm just going to say that you're in your mid-40s to mid-50s.
Yeah.
In that range.
Yeah.
And you've never been married, and you want somebody that you can spend your life with.
Yes.
And just enjoy life with.
So I know that everybody out there is automatically thinking, oh, my God, so she's that old and she's never been married, and how come? I had a choice to be married, but I knew that he wasn't the right one.
Okay.
And we had children together, and I've had relationships since then, and they haven't worked out for one thing or another, and I just want to find a nice guy.
Do you find it more difficult as time goes by to find that right guy?
Oh, definitely.
And, these guys are damaged. And we were talking about this earlier.
And I'm not saying that I'm perfect, because by no means, and I know my flaws and what's going on with me. So I'm not going to sit here and say, I don't have anything wrong with me either. I'm not that I've got anything terribly wrong with me, but, everybody has their baggage,
Especially at our age.
And as long as you're open and honest about that.
I mean, I'm 22 years old, and I have my baggage.
Oh, my God. I thought you were 21. Sorry. Or at least 31.
Well, we were talking earlier, and, I was telling our friend here that I went on Plenty of Fish when I was younger. I don't know, probably 8-10 years ago. And I was one of those guys that I wasn't ready for any relationship or any of that. Shit, all the way up to 3 years ago, I really didn't. Oh, she's flexing her muscles. Watch out. Fucking Hulk Hogan. Anyway.
Thanks.
But we were talking about it, and I said, I've talked to so many different people, especially on Plenty of Fish. These motherfuckers they're out of control, these people. Women, men, both.
Yeah, it's both. It's not just one or the other. Nowadays.
Women are fucking psycho because they're so fucking damaged from the shit that they've been through. Men, there's a reason their wife left them because they were sending dick pics to fucking 13-year-olds, and they want your pussy pic. That's how it is today, unfortunately. For somebody to find somebody on a dating site, and she asked me, she goes, well, what dating site would you suggest? I go, Christian Mingle. And she just laughs. And eHarmony came up. Plenty of Fish is for damaged souls. I mean, there are some women on there that want the real thing. And unfortunately, they get the guys that just want
the right now.
Yeah. They want pics. And I was one of those guys at one time. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of an asshole. Well, I was an asshole. But there was a time, too, while I was on there that I really did want the real thing. And to find that is nearly impossible, which is why we're doing a radio show tonight.
Right. Can I butt in here?
Yeah.
All right.
But you got to speak into the phone.
All right. So I don't know how this works out. Because I was the one that reached out to a guy and said, hey, you want to hang out? Play some darts? Whatever, go to whatever. I said, it was probably, 3 weeks later. And he's like, hey, I'm home. Like, I'm going to be wherever. And yeah, like, you want to come? Well, I'll hang out with you. And now I got him.
So now you have the perfect boyfriend.
Yeah. So I don't know if girls are afraid to do that, or if I'm a bully, or like what? But like,
I think it's great what you did.
Yeah.
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 You were the aggressor.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with women being more aggressive. I mean, not crazy aggressive.
Not crazy.
So you're the lucky man that you were like the aggressor, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because would he have like pursued you?
I don't know.
But you pursued him.
Yeah.
And you ended up with him.
Yeah.
Do you think men find that attractive in women?
I
think it's like bossy, or do you think it's like
no?
Bossy?
I think men want that because they're tired of pursuing women. And always getting the no, getting that answer of no. When a woman pursues them, they're like, damn, that makes it so much easier for me. And then I get to decide for once.
So does that make them overconfident and then treat that woman like shit because she chased them?
No, absolutely not. The guys that chase women, and when they know that they have them, I think that gives them overconfidence, and they're like, yeah.
That was easy?
It was easy, yeah.
So do you think that's, like, flip-flop? Like, so, like...
When a woman...
Like, what I did to whoever I did it to, do you think that... Oh, shit. Like, do you think that?
From my standpoint, from what I've been through in my life, where I always had to be the chaser, and that would like be a turn on for me because I don't have to put in the effort all the time. Like women expect the men to put all the effort in. But when a woman puts the effort in, like, hey, I like you and I want to hang out with you.
Right.
That is a big turn on because they put in the effort. I didn't have to put myself out there and risk myself being turned down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when a woman does that, it's like, that's awesome because I don't have to put myself out there and feel, like, vulnerable. Men don't like to feel vulnerable because We're the alpha male. Most of us are.
Right.
And we don't want to feel like, yeah, I'm going to put myself out there. I know she's going to say no, and she's going to hurt my feelings, and I'm going to fucking crawl back to my little cave that I came from.
So, like, when women do that, do you think they're slutty, though?
Absolutely not.
They're confident.
They're confident, and they know what they want. And it shows that they're attracted to you.
That's a huge point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It shows that, wow, they like you.
Right.
Okay.
Where a guy has to do that, they know that you like them, or they think, oh, I just want their pussy, whatever.
Whatever, which are, yeah.
This is how you don't think we're slutty. Like, if a woman says, hey.
No, you didn't, you know, a woman that says, hey, I want to hang out with you. It didn't say, they didn't say, hey, I want to come over to your place and fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hang out with you.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay.
So it's like, okay, that's cool. They want to hang out with me.
Yeah.
That's our responsibility as a man, say, you know what, respect that and go hang out with them and buy them a few beers and buy them dinner or whatever and enjoy their company.
Yeah.
And if you were, like, if it, like, you have some kind of a connection, appreciate that.
But I think that for a woman, respect of, like, they're kind of afraid to do that because if they do that, they're going to be like, well, they just want one or two things.
Yeah.
So it's the same risk for us, you know, as it is for
but it's
permanent.
Expected in history that the male should put themselves out there. And nobody has ever given two shits about what it does to a male when he gets rejected.
No, that's true.
Never.
That's
it's always be a man. And you ask a woman out, and when they get rejected, when a man gets rejected a million times,
it makes him bitter, I'm sure, and scared.
Not only bitter and scared, but like, what the fuck am I doing? Why would I do that if I know, or I think I know, that I would get rejected?
Right.
So when a woman comes out of the woodwork and says, hey, I'd like to hang out with you, that is your cue as a man to say, she gained up enough courage to say, hey, I want to hang out with you. That is your cue as a man to say, if you had enough courage to ask me, then I owe it to you to hang out with you. Even if it doesn't work out, at least we go out and hang out.
Right.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or be honest, if you don't want to, absolutely don't want to, but do it a nice way. Don't be a dick about it. You know?
You can still go out.
Or if you don't want to go out, even just be like, hey, you know, just be nice. Don't be like, what? You asked me? I mean, people are so rude nowadays, so have no empathy. Just everybody's just lost how to talk to another human being and be courteous.
Because of technology. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so hard to work in the public or to be around other people.
So we know you, and the only thing you want in your life is to be happy.
Yes.
With a person that's going to treat you with respect.
Yes.
And because you're from a small town, and I'm not going to say where.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's even more difficult for you.
Very.
So again, ladies and gentlemen, the phone number is 516-387-1733. And when you hear us on your phone, press the number 1. That lets me know that you want to talk. I'm just going to let you know. We are sitting here with one single woman that is 50 years old. She owns her own home. She is very capable of taking care of herself. She don't need a man. She wants companionship. This is a very different randomized radio show tonight. It's me and two women, and we're just having a conversation. And I broke up that conversation for a second because, I don't know, we were sitting here talking. I said, we should do a radio show. And they're like, they were both like, But I agreed that we're not going to mention anybody's names except for mine because everybody knows who I am. But you don't know who these people are. You may recognize their voice, and that's fine. But I'm telling you, we had a really great conversation tonight. And I don't know, so we were talking before the show about certain things, and I think we're going to keep that out of this conversation for the simple fact that I don't want to turn this into a sexual conversation where guys are calling him like, oh, yeah, is that what you're into? Maybe. Not me, but them or her or who or whatever. Because my friend, our friend, is looking for somebody that is honest and just loves her for who she is. And you have to go through me and her, me and my friend first, before you get to her. And if you don't qualify, then you get to pound sand. So
it isn't all about that. We were just having a really good conversation.
Yeah, we were.
And just hoping some people will comment and just to see what other actual guys are actually thinking.
Hold on, let me click on the chat here. Oh, we got a dick pic.
Awesome.
Yep.
How does it look?
That's mine. Kidding. So, just because we're having a conversation, we're not paying attention. I'm paying attention to the switchboard. But, ladies, what did I make for supper tonight?
Oh, pot roast.
Was it good?
It was amazing. And potatoes and carrots and onions. And, yeah.
And what else did I make?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Do you hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
He is a baker.
My name is Betty Crocker.
It was very good.
No.
Oh, dang it.
Okay, so she was literally looking for a dick pic. And I'm in control of the switchboard. I mean, if you want to send one later, here's the phone number to send it to. Her phone number is 911. No,
yeah, kidding. Yeah, exactly. No.
So let's just have a conversation. Let's forget about this. How did you two meet?
Through work.
Did you guys scissors?
No. Never.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Just
she's never. She's like, not yet.
Wanda, no.
No.
No names, lady. No names.
I said Wanda.
Yeah, no. We can't tell her. Don't know.
Anyway, no.
Oh, she fucked up. Her name's not Yolanda. It's Londa.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Pretty sexy. Very sexy.
Yeah, yes. We're just having fun.
No, we met through work.
Through work. One era prostitutes.
And then we played darts together.
Yep. Yep, and we've been friends for, over 10 years now?
20. Well, close.
Close.
15.
It's been a while.
15.
Yeah. And then we got to meet you, which is very cool.
We got a little hairy.
But we worked it out.
Mm-hmm.
They got a little hairy and then they started shaving, so they didn't have the hair anymore.
Yep. Girls, you know, all kinds of relationships are hard.
Mm-hmm.
You go through
mm-hmm.
things.
Yeah.
And you guys have witnessed each other in different relationships.
Yeah.
And you've seen each other hurt.
Yeah. Very much so.
Both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Not one side or the other.
No. It seems like it worked out at different times, but we've seen both of each other go through a bunch of shit that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
But like everybody says, you go through trauma and it makes you who you are, you know?
That's life's lessons.
We wouldn't be the people we are unless everything we've been through.
Yeah, I don't think that we talked to each other for a couple of years.
Just a couple of years. We didn't. Yeah.
We didn't talk to each other for a couple of years.
Was there something that made that
mm-hmm.
some hard feelings between the two of you?
Yeah. Yep.
You guys care to talk about it or no?
Not really. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Then we don't have to.
Yeah.
No, we don't want to talk about it either.
Something happened where you guys decided that, hey, we want to talk to each other again. So that's the most important part.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember, do you remember the first time?
It was tough, yeah.
The first time you guys talked?
Yeah. We went to Mariachi's. Mariachi.
You went to a Mexican restaurant?
Mm-hmm. And then we went somewhere else to drink. and I just got hammered.
I got hammered too.
I got hammered because I didn't want to deal with it. And after that,
it was fine.
You guys had heart to heart.
We did. We talked about it.
Yeah.
And then
whatever that was.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, and then she's come to my place a few times, and then I was here, and everything's been fine since. So.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Yeah. And we've had a really good, really great conversation
time.
Tonight.
Really great conversation. Yeah.
And had good food.
Very good food.
And Betty Crocker cooked for him. Betty Johnson.
Betty Johnson. No, it was It was tough. Shoot, you were my good friend for a long time, and
you're
now. And I know what I did. And I wasn't a good person, but.
But see, that's the important thing. Yeah. That's the important thing to realize, ladies and gentlemen, is we all go through life our own way. And we all realize that, you know, sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we never realize we make a mistake and we lose on friendship that we probably should have had. These two, you know, went, you know, a couple of years without talking. And now are really good friends again, and now our friend stays with us. The fuck was that?
I don't know if that hurt.
Oh, that was a porno video.
Sweet.
That she subscribes to.
Totally. Don't look at it.
But no, it's
Here's the thing, too. Here's the thing that I'm going to admit to you. The person that I was staying with had way control over me. And I don't want to use that as an excuse, but it was.
I didn't realize that. At the
time. Yeah. And,
I know about this, by the way.
Yeah.
For some odd reason, like if I try to do or try to have that control over this person, she would gouge my eyes out and tell me to go fuck myself. She would never put up with that. And for some reason, this person had control over her. I have no idea why. She has no idea why. And it ruined friendships. Well, almost. But now, not only did she get her friendship back with this other person, we, both of us, have gained friendship with this person. And now we're doing a radio show.
And who would ever thought that would happen?
Yeah. You want me to make cookies?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, people change. Things change.
Yeah.
And for the better. Yeah.
And you've gone through life-changing experiences in the last year.
I have. A lot of things.
And you don't have to get in-depth about it, but you get in-depth with whatever you want to.
Okay.
Share whatever you want to share.
I went through, you know, a lot of ups and downs, and of course money is always a problem, and this problem in this relationship and this job and this thing, and things, you know, they all come to a certain point and you get to where you don't think you can take it anymore. And then you realize that, you can. And you just get back up and you start fighting again. And that's all you can do. You got to keep trying. And everybody's like, try for your family and try for this and try for that. No, the person you got to try for is yourself. Because you can't ever make anybody else happy if you're not happy with yourself.
Yeah.
And that is the hardest lesson that I've had to learn, and it's taken me a long time to learn that lesson.
And now you're more confident.
Yes.
Number one. Number two, you're more patient on finding the right person to be your partner in life.
Not making such brash, stupid decisions or...
I just want love, and, you know, you go with this guy and he just treats you like shit.
Yeah.
rather you just wait and you hang back in the weeds and wait for the guy to show you that, hey, I need you in my life also.
Or that I want you in my life.
Yeah.
You know, you want something other than just sex, and that's it, you know. And I know there are good guys out there. Because there's a lot of good guys that have been broken by terrible, horrible women.
Yeah.
Because women are just as bad.
Yeah, it works both ways.
It
yeah.
works both ways. I mean, women are, there. Some of the stories I've heard from different men that they've went through with women, it astounds me.
Yeah.
I'm appalled to be a woman that they've done such horrible things to men, too. You know?
It works both
it
ways.
It does. Yeah. And that's why it's so hard. Everybody's so skittish and so scared.
We live in a fucked up world.
Yeah, and right now dating is just, like I said, it's a nightmare. Because with the internet, you can't believe if that's the picture of the person you're really going to meet or not.
You can't trust anything.
And I mean, I'm scared of internet dating. I don't know, but you can't. You get lucky, some people do, and find them in a bar, but it doesn't seem like
that's
really,
not your thing.
That's
anymore.
Not my thing anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I said you need to go to church.
Yeah. If the church wouldn't fall in when I walked in.
They go over there.
Be like, who's that?
If the church wouldn't fall
in. The God would be like shaking the walls and be like, what? Not her.
That's what's beautiful about our God is he's a forgiving God.
Yeah.
And he forgives us for our sins and our mistakes. So you have a chance yet.
I still do. That's good.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's a little bit.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's pretty, no, I'm just kidding.
Great. Pretty low, yeah.
We've all made our mistakes. And we're not going to get religious on you. But I know.
No.
No, we're just talking. And I love this conversation. I mean, we should have started this radio show about 2 hours ago.
It was really good then, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we got pretty drastic or pretty graphic, I should say. Weren't you talking about like a... No, just kidding.
No. I was talking about a lot of things.
I'm kidding. I'm
no.
not, we're not going to go there.
No.
I'm just giving you shit. But no, we're just sitting here talking, and I thought, you know what? Let's do a radio show with us just talking. Again, we're just bullshitting. And we're letting you... eavesdrop on our conversation, which I think is awesome. And we're just talking. And we're being honest. And again, if you guys want to call in and ask questions to these two fine women or this finer man, I'm kidding. The guest call-in number is 516-387-1733. And once you hear us over the phone, just press that number one. I don't know if we're going to have any callers because we never do this on, or I never do this on a set schedule. That's why it's called randomized. So there you have it.
Great.
We are 4 hours into this broadcast now.
So that was the conversation.
So let's change direction in this conversation. So I'm sitting here with two women, so I'm in a unique position to get random thoughts from two women about life, about when they were single or when they're not single.
Two very different women.
Yeah, not just my opinion, but their opinion. So let me ask both of you, what is the perfect man? Go ahead and start.
What's a perfect man?
What is a perfect man that makes you completely happy? And forget I'm here. I'm just a narrator.
You want to go first?
Sure. Or you want to go first?
No, she can go first.
I'll go first, sure. First of all, there's not a perfect man.
I agree with that statement.
There's not a perfect
There's no
man.
One's perfect.
No one's perfect.
There is a perfect woman. She has blue eyes and big boobs.
No, it's me. No. No.
It's Debbie. There's no perfect. No one's perfect. So there's no perfect man. I'm going to say that.
I beg to differ.
No. Well, you asked me, so I'm telling you.
And I'm disagreeing.
Would you hush my
Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome.
There's no perfect.
I'm kidding.
No perfect. There's no perfect. Because no one's perfect. We can't be a perfect man. Let's see. A perfect man would be there. Be there for me. Be there for me. Even if I'm crabby. They would understand me. Like, I'm not looking for a lot. Like, a perfect, there's just no perfect man. Like,
how would I describe him? I just know characteristics that I'd want, you know. I mean, I'd want him to be funny, for sure. Nice, well-mannered, respectful. I mean, have a job, that'd be really great.
That'd be really great.
Would be super great. And, you know, maybe a car. That's good, too.
A Chevy Chevette. 1980.
Yeah, yes. Yellow, please. And that would be the best.
All right, if you have a 1980 yellow Chevy Chevette,
you are
hooked.
You're in.
Yeah, you're in.
You're my man. Babe.
Babe.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, like, yeah, you're right. But just somebody
what's a perfect man? Like, okay, so what's a perfect woman for you?
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't put me on that spot. We're live on air.
Yeah, go ahead.
I plead the fifth.
Oh,
I know my constitutional rights, bitches.
Well, like, it's hard. Like, no. Like,
what's a perfect woman?
Yeah.
What characteristics do you think?
Well, I gotta go to the bathroom, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna take a break right now. So, What is a perfect woman? Again, that's a difficult question. I asked them the difficult question first to see what their answer was. I liked her answer with, you have to have a yellow 1980 Chevette. I would say that you have to have a white 1979 Pinto.
Oh, that's even better.
With pinstriping, because I had one. You know, I miss it. And, yeah, anyway. A perfect woman for me, just for me. And I think there's a perfect person for each and every one of us. I think everybody has their own preferences of who their perfect partner is. And my perfect because she's Mart. No, I'm just kidding. Is somebody that shows me that they appreciate me. I've had a lot of partners in my life that tell me that they appreciate me without showing me that they appreciate me. Actions always speak louder than words, in my opinion.
That's a great point.
And I get very upset when I feel like somebody is telling me how they feel about me, but not showing me how they appreciate me. So when they don't show me, I take their words as bullshit and I shut down. I dodge out. I get out. I'm like, no, I'm done. Because I show you how I appreciate you, no matter how it is. Right now I have my head down. I think it's probably best that way. I show you how I appreciate you through my actions. I may say things when I'm angry. I may say things when I'm upset or frustrated. But at the end of the day, I show you things, how I appreciate you through my actions.
And I think that's, you know, in that respect, I think men and women are equal in that. I think that that's what both sexes want from each other. show appreciation, and, you know, that's huge. Show that you appreciate each other.
It is huge.
Yeah.
And not everybody sees that.
The little things make, you know, if you're a normal person, you know, like in a normal relationship.
But who's normal?
Well, everybody's standards are different too, but, you know, it's that you just want to be appreciated.
Oh, yeah. Shit, we got like 8 callers I want to get. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. I was like, what? No.
I say, hey, I want to date that girl? Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Delete. Okay. Sorry you're not getting a date tonight.
We have no comments. What the hell? People comment. Yeah.
No, it's late and it's random. So.
True. So people will see
it. But if you guys really want to call in and talk to a single woman, and she's very nice, and she would treat you very well. The guest call-in number is 516-387-1733. And once you start hearing us through your phone, press the number 1. Let us know. I will add you on air. You can ask her live if you're looking to date somebody. Perfect specimen right here.
Or if you just have a random question you really want to ask a girl.
Yeah.
And see what she thinks. Just
or a guy.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't be if you have to date me or not.
I did take a pre-recording of her earlier, and here's amazing.
Because I missed a spot.
Yeah, she missed a spot. She was very upset.
I was very,
very upset. And then I took another recording of her.
Hello, infidel. Infidel.
My God.
Hello, infidel.
So funny. Oh, my God.
Oh, hold on. Here she is again.
Oh my god.
Now, if she can make that kind of sound, imagine what her tongue can do.
Oh, it.
Hello,
yeah.
Oh my god.
Hold on. I think I hear her calling again. I don't know. Oh, here it is.
You fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Yeah, she needs to be medicated.
Someday.
Can you medicate her?
No.
No? I wasn't asking you. Oh, shit. They got me.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
You just got to look at it that way, you know? Medicate her.
No.
No?
No medication?
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, she's being protected by the FBI. And by the FBI is corrupt, so it doesn't matter. If you want to protect her or medicate her, you can. No? Self-medication? No? Nothing?
No. She needs self-medication. She knows what she's doing over there.
Oh.
Oh. Thank you.
You got her vote of confidence.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Are you looking for a boyfriend?
You got one.
What's his name?
He's hot. He didn't ask if he was hot. He asked if
he was hot. He's hot. Well, that's nice. That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, good for you. I'm proud of you.
I'm very proud of you, too.
What?
Because you got a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I just took, like, color crayons,
you found him.
Yeah.
You need your helmet?
I'm going to start looking in the want ads.
Yeah. Just kick that guy right in the sack.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh. You got an episode earlier. Oh.
Yeah. Should have been on the air when that happened.
Oh, I'm glad we weren't. A lot of coughing going on.
Hey.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
I'll just be tender.
What?
Tender.
No tender.
So, I have a question.
Yes.
Oh,
for So do you think, well, as a man, that a, whatever their profession is at, for a woman, is that also attractive to men? Do you think it, it matters a lot what a woman does for a profession?
For a profession, no.
Mm-hmm.
Not well.
If they're interesting or not, or more interesting?
I, as a man, I don't give a fuck about their profession. What I care about as a man is how they treat me and how they show me they love me.
You think how much money they make makes a difference?
Don't matter. Mm. No, not to me. I mean, there may be men out there that do believe in that, but the fact of the matter is when you love each other and you show each other through actions.
I meant in the dating, when you're dating.
When you're dating.
Yeah, like not just being in a relationship. I mean, like when you're dating.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Do you think men, you know, weed out the ones that they don't, you know, if their profession isn't...
Well, not unless they're looking for a sugar mama.
That's true. Thanks.
You know, and if you're looking for a sugar mama, then you're not looking for the right reasons.
Exactly. And that's not what that
right.
anybody would want.
I, you know, if let's just say you were on a dating site and you met a guy like me, and this guy was making, you know, decent money, and you were... You're making a living. You're paying your house payment, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You own your own home.
Yeah.
Does it really matter what you make per hour, or what he makes per hour, if you're not compatible?
Yeah, that's just a question. I just wonder if men think that way. You know.
I think some guys do. I'm not one of them. I don't give a shit what you make. I care about how you treat me.
And the attraction and.
Yeah.
What you have in common.
There are guys out there. It's like, you know, I make $2,000 or $3,000 a week. You need to make the same, so it can be equal. Equal about what? I mean, what the fuck are you doing that you need both of you to make $2,000 or $3,000 a week?
Out you.
Are you going to Hawaii every fucking weekend? No. How does she treat you? How does she show you she loves you? It's all about action.
Right.
Like, that is the bottom line. I don't give a fuck if you work at Walmart as a Walmart greeter or McDonald's as a fry boy or fry girl, whatever it is. You show me that you love me, and I will be your number one fan. I don't give a fuck how much money you make and how much money I make. It doesn't matter to me.
Right.
Show me that you love me. Show me that you care about me. That's what a normal guy would think. And yet there's other people out in this country, in this world.
It's about money.
It's all about money. Oh, he's dating her because her money, or she's dating him because of his money. How do you know? What makes you think that she's dating him for his money or he's dating her for her money?
Right.
Maybe they're dating each other because they just – coexist together very well.
Right, and they like each other.
Right. They get along and they enjoy spending time with each other. What is it of anybody else's business trying to guess why two people are together? Especially people that are single or divorced and they don't realize why they're divorced. Well, I'm divorced because she didn't like me. Why didn't she like you? Because you're a fucking asshole. Simple. Bottom line.
Or it could be vice versa.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
Oh, she cheated on me. Why did she cheat on you? Because you were a fucking asshole. Or he cheated on you because you were a fucking asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't show him how much you loved him. Or she didn't show you how much, you know.
Vice versa. Yeah.
It works both ways.
Yeah, it does.
You always need to put in the effort in a relationship. And if you don't. Don't be surprised when the other one leaves.
Because the marriage, they say, or even a relationship is a lot of work. You have to stay in love and want to be into it, you know. Everybody's so quick to just get rid of that person because they think they'll just move on to the next person. Well, why do that when you put so much effort and time into one thing? I don't understand.
They get complacent in a relationship. I'm comfortable, so I don't have to try anymore.
That's sad.
And that's what happens 99.9% of the time. They get complacent. I know he likes me, so I really don't have to do anything. Or I know she likes me, so I really don't have to do anything. And then pretty soon, God, she didn't spend any time with me. I don't know where the fuck she went. She doesn't want to hang out with me anymore. Yeah, because she's banging your best friend. Because
he wants, you know, he's putting in the effort.
He's looking. I've seen so many times where a friend, quote unquote, a friend. Oh gosh, your girlfriend's a nice chick, you know. And when you don't pay attention to her, he's Johnny on the fucking spot. And pretty soon, she's not spending any time with you. All of a sudden, you find out she's spending a lot of time with him. And bam, it's like, oh fuck, what the fuck happened? Oh, I just fell out of love with you. And pretty soon they're together. That's like, what the fuck just happened?
Right.
Because you quit paying attention.
The thing about me is, this is funny. This is a true story. If you've ever seen that movie, Good Luck Chuck, I'm her. I'm Chuck.
You're Chuck?
I'm Chuck.
Up Chuck?
No.
That's not my phone, baby.
No, that's mine.
Yeah, that's it. That's okay. Well, anyway. So, like, I have had it happen so many times where I end up with a guy. We date. He dumps me for another chick, and that's his lifetime love. That's the one that he's with for the rest of his life. It's happened to me 3 different times.
And they get married? And
then they get married and have their own 10 times it's happened to you?
Yeah.
Where they found their true love 10 times.
And accused me of cheating on them.
Oh, well, I didn't get accused of anything. They just found them and while they're dating me and dump me and then go and just go with them and then live their life.
That's why I...
Like, what am I, their fluffer? I'm their fluffer. I get them all ready and primed for them and then they get to go on.
I'm their fluffer.
Yeah, I'm their fluffer.
I'm so lucky then. I must get girls on the side.
You're lucky with who?
You. Get out of here. You would never do that.
Anyway. So,
you wouldn't do that.
I don't know what to say now.
Yeah. You wouldn't do that.
No.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so... That's just something that has happened to me.
We don't know who this other girl is that's starting a conversation.
She's trying so hard.
I did, so bad.
But anyway, yeah, so I don't know what my point was. I've totally forgot now.
You were the fluffer.
Yeah, I was the fluffer.
The
fluffer for that. And I'm just wondering, I was just wondering how many times it had happened to you or it hasn't happened to you before. And, you know, how do you, it's just really hard to deal with.
Within 6 months of them breaking up with me, they were married.
Yeah.
Every one of them. And they accused me of cheating on them.
Oh.
And within 6 months, they were married. I'm like, wait a minute. So within 6 months, you broke up with me and then you were married. But in 6 months, I still wasn't in a relationship. So who's cheating on who?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Or I was just too much, or there's too much of this, or, you know, oh, God, I'm not ready for a relationship. And the next thing you know, boom, they're already in a relationship with the love of their life, and they're getting married.
Because they're not honest with you, and that's
why can't you just be honest?
That's why I decided to become a lesbian.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get along with women a lot more. I don't know why. No, I'm just kidding.
Because they're a lot.
Yeah. That's hot.
Yeah. Can I borrow the scissors?
Yeah. I'm going to cut it off. I got to pee.
All right. We're going to have to take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. Give me 1 second here. oh, Lord Almighty. What the fuck is going on here? I told you, randomized is just crazy. But hey, here we're going to take 1 3-minute break, okay? Give me a second.
I said, friend, let me get that for you, as he rolled his wheelchair toward the door of the restaurant I was going in. I helped the old fella through the door. I could see that his hat said he served in World War II. I shook his hand and said, friend, let me buy dinner for you. He said, son, I wish everyone felt like you do. I watched a tear roll from his eyes. He said, grace. And as he sat there and he talked to God, my heart was in my throat. As I heard him ask, we'd all find a better way. And he said, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They've taken the U right out of the USA and broke the right arm off of the Statue of Liberty. Put out the torch that lights our way. Then they say that it's all politically correct. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're back live. We're back uncensored. And we got two crazy ladies here sitting here. Now they're scissoring. I'm just kidding. So we're going to finish this broadcast up, the randomized broadcast, which I love to do these randomized because it's so random. That's why I call it randomized. And we just have an honest conversation about different shit on my mind. And tonight, it happens to be with two other people's minds. And I think that is probably the most raw broadcast that anybody ever could do. It's not scripted. It's just people talking. And I think that's more important for everybody to realize that we're all more alike than we think we are. Unless you're a Democrat, then we don't want to talk to you. And I'm just kidding. So...
like them all.
She speaks for herself.
Yes, okay, yes.
Yeah, she likes them all. Especially aliens.
I do.
I do.
Not illegal ones.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
She likes them, too. She's
well,
lying.
Want
to
be a racist.
That's the most fucking real you're going to get right there. So, ladies and gentlemen, before we end this broadcast, so say your name, your address, your phone number, so we can... No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no.
If you are interested in a single 50-year-old woman that owns her own home,
and I have a car.
And I have a car. Yeah, and it's, I mean, just because it's a Fred Flintstone mobile where she has to pedal it to.
Don't judge me.
Yeah. She will love you a long time.
Very long time, especially if I get a date. Maybe a movie, you know, maybe a callback. That'd be super.
See? It's that easy. If you just treat her good, she's going to treat you good.
A 5'6", blue eyes. I do have big breasts as well. If that helps.
The other girl's looking at her like, say what? Show the audience your boobs.
Oh, yeah. Like right now? Oh,
yeah.
See?
Oh, my God, yes, she does have big breasts.
They're huge.
Huge. We're talking like triple G's.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's horrible.
That's why I'm single.
Yeah.
No.
Too big of boobs.
Too big of boobs.
Yep. But, no, we've been on for an hour, and I talked these girls into doing this because we were just bullshitting and being honest with each other. And I thought, let's do it live on air for, like, a change. I thought it would be, whoa, what's going on over there?
I don't know. She's looking at her boobs.
No, now and you're looking at each other.
Yours are way bigger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She has to order her special. I can get mine at Walmart.
I don't know. They're comparing each other's boobs now. I'm just waiting for the outcome of this one.
Oh.
Would you guys like to compare them naked?
No.
I can show you mine.
Oh, what size are yours?
Triple D.
Oh. Okay.
I got moobs.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, I guess we're not going to do that tonight. Anyway, I tried.
You did try.
Yeah. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm a pervert, I'm a 72-year-old pervert. Oh, now she's feeling them. What the fuck is going on? What the fuck? Okay, yeah, this is getting out of control.
Hey,
oh,
hey.
Now she's feeling hers.
Nice, thank you.
I don't know what's going on. I'm just going to end this episode because I'm, yeah, okay. Hey, thanks for listening to Randomized. Again, every time you hear an episode of Randomized, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to hear crazy shit, whether it be for me or for friends that I'm hanging out with. It's all good. Would you guys like to say goodbye?
Yes, goodbye. It was a lot of fun.
And she waved. She waved, just so you know.
Oh. I did wave. Good thing I'm pretty.
Would you like to say goodbye?
Good night.
And there you have it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to Randomized. Like always, I'll bring you some crazy shit. Just stay tuned. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.